Yes.
I'm catching the fire.
What's up, my people? Y'all, what's up, y'all? It's your girl Sheridana, and we back at it again. Y'all already know the vibes. The girl, I'm here. Sheridana is here. Mama 2 is here. Top Dog is here. What's good, Wagwan? Grand Rising. And all the good things. Okay? Right now, we just have all our vibes. But I got some things. I have some things for Top Bolt. Alright? Hold up, vibes. Hey. Right now, I do not own the rights to the music, but we are playing Praise Jah in the Moonlight by YG Marley. It's just a vibe. Uh-huh. Y'all already know what time it is. It's our rock out session. Okay, welcome to Embraces. Oh. Thank you guys. And welcome to Sheridana's Diary of a Fashion Visa. Yes, and that's something thicker. Relax a little. Uh-huh. Feeling alone. You can call my phone. Sample, y'all. Sample. We can't stop there. I'm just give y'all a little bit of sample because I've teamed for Top Bolt. I'm gonna have no time for waste, but you already know we gotta get the vibes all the way up. Nothing could stop me. I'm all the way up. Hey, hey. Anymore. So right now you're listening to DJ Tunes, okay? Also featuring the one and only Ashanti called Energy. Because the Empress Energy is top tier. Wagwan. Okay. Hola, como estás? Yes. Period. Uh-huh. Hey. Uh-huh. Feel it. Hey. Yes. I'm feeling real good. Period. Uh-huh. Sample right there. Oh, whoo! You already know we got to touch on the one and only Nipsey Hussle. I'm just giving y'all the vibes right now to kind of get you in the tune of what we're going to be going through, okay? Throughout this whole podcast, okay? This one is by the one and motherfucking only Nipsey Hussle featuring Kendrick Lamar. It's called Dedication, which you must have for success. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Real nigga celebration.
Okay. I gotta bring that back. Nipsey, what did you... We are telling people that?
Frustrated, so we get faded. But deep down inside, you know you can't fade.
You got faith to grow rich.
Stay dedicated.
For life.
How long till opportunity need preparation?
Okay.
I need some real nigga reparations.
Real reparation, y'all.
Recreation. Dedication.
Hard work plus patience.
Some more of my sacrifice. I'm done waiting.
I'm done waiting.
Told you that I wasn't playing. Now you hear what I've been saying. Dedication.
I can't even give y'all everything right there. That's the one and only Nipsey Hussle, y'all. I mean, I mean, let me just touch one more before we even get into the thing. Y'all already know the vibes hung up right now. Okay, Sheridana, this is what you have. The key to the city.
Rolling up some dust, pulling up till we get faded.
Yeah, most of say I got the keys to the city. Say which one you want. I want all of them. The world. Hey. When I pull up. J.A., what's up?
Going crazy, spending all this cash. If I spend it, I'ma get it back.
You know I'ma get it back. Triple.
A nigga don't need a seatbelt. A nigga don't need a seatbelt.
Oh, you need a seatbelt.
It don't cost to keep it real. Run up, get done. Shit can get real. Fuck around and get your ass right. Nigga, fuck around and tell you shit. Got you asking God why. Drag your ass into an alley. Pull out aim for the target. Should've never been around the killers. In my town, we the fucking realest.
Born in
it. Around here. I get the spray and they gon' get down. Steam mass over my face. Catch a body in broad day. Catch a body in broad day.
I got the key to the city. This is a vibe. Okay, y'all, we gon' get right into the show because I'm nothing but top bowl. Alright? Okay, so... like I said, thank you guys so much and welcome to Sheridana's Diary of a Fashionista. And today's title is called Yoke Matters. Five key signs navigating unequally yoke partnerships. And the Most High just gave me this download, like, Sheridana, you're going to have to talk about this because there's an epidemic, y'all. It's an epidemic, and we got to do better. And in order to do better, we're going to have to, what, ameliorate ourselves, improve ourselves, okay? But before we even get into the thing, let's do our shout-outs. First shout-out of the day, me. First shout out of the day is me because I'm resilient, I'm outstanding, I'm great, I'm humble, I'm courageous, I'm bold, I have empathy, my vision is top tier, I am beyond powerful, okay? I am dedicated to the mission, to the cause, I am dedicated to myself. Okay, I am patient. I give myself grace and I give other grace. And I just want to give myself a big shout out for just being that girl, for being that empress, top tier. And I'm so proud of myself. Okay, the kid still having her integrity intact was good. All right, and I'm over here living my best life and my dreams, and I'm absolutely enjoying my process. So shout out to the kid. Shout out to Sheridana. Shout out to Mama 2, Top Dog, Wadea. All right, period. Okay, the next shout out, I want to shout out to my empire. Shout out to my empire, Sheridana Designs. Period. If you don't know, now you know. Okay, the show is sponsored by Sheridana Designs and Sheridana Beauty Salon. Okay, I mean, the drip of the day. Don't even remember. We're going to talk about the drip of the day. You know what I'm saying? But this is a little custom design, two-piece crop top, you know, skirt set that I, you know, put together. We're going to talk about the whole look, so don't you worry about that. And, yeah, we're going to talk about the look of the day in a bit. But yeah, wardrobe by Sheridana Designs, okay? And hair is by Sheridana's Beauty Salon. And I just feel like a goddess. I mean, and speaking of a goddess, I want to give a big shout out to Deani. I'm going to give it to y'all how the Most High told me to give it to y'all. Period of a goddess, and I do. Hey, you know my love about this. Hey, never let you. Nope. Yes, you're my pretty little Yes. Happiness. True word. Uh-huh. Wedding ring. We ain't gonna take anybody wedding ring, y'all. Y'all better believe that. Uh-huh.
Gonna get licked tonight. I'm gonna lick a Barbie.
Hey, nobody ever got it. Just a little sample. I just had to just interject that real quick. Shout out to Dayani. Okay, that one is called Goddess. Okay, so we're back to our shout outs, right? So, like I was saying, big shout out to Sheridan Beauty Salon for just making me always look like a goddess. Gorgeous, confident, and just well put together. Like, I just literally feel like a goddess. A gorgeous, accomplished goddess. Glowing and shining from inside and out. Period. Also, a big shout out to Uni Fashion Institute. My baby, Wagwan, what's up? We out here in these streets. I'm so proud of my baby. I'm so proud of my baby. So, shout out to Unity Fashion Institute and also my other baby, Unity Fashion Institute Foundation Incorporated. Yo, I got a few babies. Best believe that. Universe has blessed me with a few babies, okay? And yes, I birthed these, but I have other babies that I didn't birth. Okay, but I love you guys just the same. So big, like I said, big shout out to Unity Fashion Institute Foundation Incorporated. Like, the best is yet to come. Period. The end. So proud of us. And I already know we out here just doing amazing things. So you'll hear a little bit more about Unity Fashion Institute as we progress in the show, y'all. Also, a big shout out to Humble Confident Modeling Agency. I mean, we're here to slay and show our students how to slay as well. Okay, with style and grace and confidence and integrity. And just knowing just how to just carry yourself anywhere that you go. Period. Shout out to, this is a sidebar, shout out to Teresa Dreyer. Okay, at Mala and Talia Associates. I gotta always interject that. That wasn't on the script, but I gotta give a big shout out to where it's due. Okay, and like I said, Teresa basically helped groom me into this beautiful, confident young lady that you see right here. And I will be forever grateful to her and her husband, Joe as well, Joe Dreyer. So big shout out to them. Also, I want to give a big shout out to my offspring, Joseph and Isabella. Thank you guys for the journey. And also, the best is yet to come for us. And I trust the Most High. I trust Him. I trust Him, and He knows what He's doing. And that's that. I appreciate my offspring very, very much. All right. Big shout out to Sanka. Big shout out to Sanka, okay? We're going to give Sanka some love right now. He got this new song called Vengeance. Okay, out here in these streets. Okay, let's hear a little piece of it. Just a little piece of it. I look a piece of it. All right. Blood artist. Let's get into it. Sanka Vivo, go check him out. Go stream his music right now. He got some bangers, okay? Yeah, let's get into it.
Steven McDonald.
Give you a peace sight. A peace sight. Yeah.
Them things, the mood I flap, and never me a comment.
Everything I do is successful. We at top, boy.
I'm
Okay,
can't feel, can't hear. Shine on me, they set the fears. Faster the money far from my fame. Hide my glory, go on like some in the green. Tell them I don't know my face, but everybody know my name, yeah.
Sandra!
That is saying never too near. My cat tell me some of them feel like them are the great. Make the devil only smile and God makes up in fears. Stop it like you're stopping the blessing for your plate. Can't reason with nobody, can't nobody no stress. This world is giving me like me and box up place. Can't concentrate, my brain it carry every strain. Yeah, me feel the pain from man stepping in game. A lucky thing, someone did military train.
Lucky me military train, period. Go and check out Sanka song, Vengeance. On his Vivo, Sanka Vivo, y'all. And my some amazing songs, y'all. Okay? So we're going to finish our shout-out. Also, I want to give a big shout-out to my pattern-making student, Franca. Bless up yourself. All right? Also, I want to give a big shout-out to Sheridan's Diary for Fashionista. Because we out here making history. We out here making history. Shout out to all the countries that you can hear us, okay? We already passed like over 33 countries. So shout out to all the countries that's, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm so grateful to be able to have this platform where I can share my wisdom and my voice with the world, okay? So Sheridana's Diary for Fashionista, has made the top podcast for fashion and beauty, of course. I mean, look at the Empress. I mean, look at her. Like, what? Of course. Of course we'll be charted. I mean, period. Okay? And so they say we're in 45, but I feel like we the best. But as you know, you know what I'm saying? It's other people that's good as well. But big shout out to them, but also big shout out to us, okay? So we're top 45 in the top 100 fashion and music. I mean, fashion and beauty. Your radio music is out there too, okay? Of all time charts, right? But we number one. You know how Jamaicans be. We the best. Okay, so also Good Pod said that Sheridan's Diary for Fashionista is number 8 in the top 10 indie fashion and beauty all-time charts. I mean, of course. Period. We've been what? Dedicated. We've been consistent. Okay, we might take our little break, but we always come back and slay and give y'all the gems and give y'all the wisdom. Okay? And of course, the styles, the fashion, and the beauty. Period. That's why we're here. To slay. And educate and inspire. Okay? So that was our shout out of the day, y'all. Ooh. I'm gonna have to just play a little bit. This one also, I just be on Nipsey Hustle right now because the energy, that's where we at right now. You know what I'm saying? And this one is Million While You Young featuring The Dream and Nipsey Hustle. Make that million while you young. Chat. Thank you, God. How we doing? How we doing? Great. Let's go. Uh-huh. Hey. Yes. I already put myself on the map. Sure, Donna. Hey. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Pressure upon my shoulder. Weigh a ton, but I make it look good. Hey. Sample, y'all. That was Nipsey Hustle, okay, featuring The Dream. And that one is from the Victory Lap album. I mean, that whole album is amazing, period. All right, so let's get into the thing. We have so much to talk about. Okay, so I'm going to give it to y'all nice and easy. I'm gonna take my time, okay, and give it to y'all how the Most High gave it to me. If you guys are under 18, please leave the room, leave the chat, leave the podcast, leave whatever. This is for the grown people, okay? All right, quote of the day. To whom much is given, much is required. Embrace the responsibilities of abundance, for it is through giving back that we are truly fulfilled our purpose and make a lasting impact. That is a word. And what that really means, yes, like Nipsey said, it's going to be a lot of shit on your shoulders, but that comes with the abundance. Be prepared for a lot of shit on your shoulders, and you gotta deal with it with style and grace and with integrity. All right, moving right along. We're going to be talking about a few things, and I just want to give you guys the vocabulary words of the day. Okay, the word of the day. Okay. The first word of the day is palpable. Palpable. And I recently learned this word, and palpable means refers to something that is easily noticeable or tangible, often to the point of being able to be felt or touched. A feeling or atmosphere so intense as is to also be intangible. That means like you in a room and you can just feel the tension. Okay, we talk about this word because it's going to be full circuit for the whole topic of the day. Remember, the topic of the day is yoke matters, and I'm giving you 5 key signs navigating unequally yoked partnerships. Now let's get into it, okay? The other word of the day is divergent. What does that mean? Tending to be different or develop in a different direction. I want y'all to just simmer on these words that I'm giving y'all before we get into the veggie patty of the whole thing. Okay? Inadequate. What does that mean? It means lacking the quality or quantity required. Insufficient for your purpose. Keyword, insufficient for your purpose. All right? All right, let's get into the whole thing. So what are the keys, guys? What are the keys that I'm giving y'all today? What is the gem that I'm giving y'all today? Let's get into it. So number one, okay, the key signs of an unequally yoked partnership. Well, number one, there will be mismatched values. What does that really mean? You and your partner fundamentally differ in core beliefs, priorities, or life goals, leading to constant conflict or feeling of disconnect. And I'm gonna give y'all a few examples. All right. So example would be like, spiritually, you guys will not be aligned. Okay, maybe when you guys first met, maybe you thought you were, because somebody was putting up a false mask. They was pretending to be something that they're not. Okay, your growth will be hampered. Okay, also they won't be teachable. Okay, they will look the part but have no substance or value to give. Okay, I'll give you another example. You will want to feed the homeless and serve the world, and they will want to be served and be taken care of and worship worldly things. You will have high standards, whereas they have no integrity. And what does that mean? They can be bought at any given moment. Whoever is giving them money, that's who they're loyal to. They have no loyalty, right? They stand for nothing, so they fall for every thing. And remember, I'm talking about this unequal yoke partnership. This is in romantic relationship, business, and in friendship. So even though we're talking kind of mainly on the romantic, but it applies to all of the situation, business and friendship and romantic relationships. So wherever it applies, that's where you put it. Okay. And if it resonates with you, then it resonates with you. Okay. So in the business aspect, they will want your time and energy and do not want to compensate you respectfully. Like, excuse me? My price is my price. My price is my price. Okay. I said what I said when I said it. Friends are secretly disrespectful in manners, tone, and action. Never want to celebrate your small or large victory, even your self-discovery success. They want to use your gift for their gain. Where they gonna do that at? Well, who? Not with I. And once you learn that self, you gonna learn how to recognize when people are trying to do that. And we not having that because this is the Empress season. Okay, we're not of none of the shenanigans at all. At all. So that's number one, y'all. The mismatch values, right? So important. Also, number two, emotional disparity. Child, let's not even... Like I said, I'm going to take this nice and easy, y'all. Number two, emotional disparity. Okay. So what does that really mean, right? There's a noticeable gap in emotional investment or support between you and your partner, resulting in one person feeling neglected or misunderstood. I'm going to just let y'all just simmer on that one right there. Okay, because let me give y'all an example. Hyundai Tucson versus Nissan Rogue. Look. I'm gonna give y'all an example. Okay, so the person, let me get my water. The person, they will ghost you. They will ghost you. So I'm just drinking some filtered H2O. Right now, right? They will ghost you, all right? And they will try to go back and forth in your life like a seesaw. And we not having that. Yes, we gonna be in our childlike ways, but ain't nobody gonna take you for a fool. You ain't finna be going back and forth in my life. You can go.
Wanna start a business? I can show you how easy.
You can go. And don't come back. Cause you had your chance. You didn't appreciate it. Now you can go and kick rocks. All right. And so I just want you to know when people are disrespecting you, when people are not valuing you, and when someone is trying to take you for a clown, when they the clown, you cannot try to trick or belittle or dismiss the Empress when the Most High gave me as a gift, and you just throw it in the Most High face and say, oh no, I don't want this. Okay. The Most High say, I got you. Don't you worry about that. Okay. Close door. Still luck. Move it right along. Don't be upset when this happened. Say thank you. Say thank you to the Most High for this amazing gift. Okay? And I came up with a quote for this. When somebody ghosts you, okay? Rejection, a divine whisper guiding us toward greater destinations. embrace its redirection as a catalyst for transformation. For within each setback lies the opportunity to immerse as the most magnificent self, despite the temporary disruptions. Because that's what it was. Disruptions. Okay, you came in my life to disrupt me, but you have a rude awakening because the Most High don't play about me. Do not. Okay? Period. Because you know why? I'm here to create and make history. Masuka, talk to the people, them now. Let them know. This was Masuka history. This is what I'm doing. This is what I'm making. Tie your list with a fierce, no fears, history. Yes. I just a new beginning. Oh, you gonna have to change that circle now. Don't get shit twisted. But your day one? Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Hey. For the stop. My thing different from the start. Hey, custom. My life is custom made for me. Hey. No worry yourself, dry your feet with a tear. Tie your lips with a fierce. History I'm making out. History I'm making out here. For the buckle your lips for the fierce. Yes. History I'm making out here.
From this street, we learn.
Yes.
Down, kill, down, kill, hurt. We don't give nobody mercy. The creeper can't return.
No mercy, but grace, though.
Media video, no office search me.
You know I got it.
Come up with a heart burst. Some night, some blood, you only can't
first
me.
You can't first me.
Don't worry yourself, dry your fears for the tears.
Uh-huh.
But your belt and your lips
for the fears.
It's true.
It's true, make it up.
It's true.
It's true, make it up there. I just want to let y'all know, if y'all don't know by now, history I'm out here making, okay? And that's on God. All right, moving right along, guys. We are number 3. And as you guys know, our title of the show is Yoke Matters. And I'm giving you guys 5 key signs to navigating unequally yoke partnerships, guys. All right, so number 3. It will be unequal effort. All right. So one partner consistently puts in more effort, whether in communication, problem solving, or nurturing the relationship, while the other seems indifferent or unwilling to contribute equally. Okay. So what does that really mean? Well, let me break it down for y'all. Okay, for example, you will always be inspiring them and there's no reciprocity. Excuse me? You will be distracted from your mission by their issues and poor decision making, right? Because they're always going to be in turmoil. So we talk about reciprocity. What does that really mean? Reciprocity means it's the practice of exchanging things with others for mutual benefits. Keyword, mutual benefits. Okay, so you cannot be in any type of connection, a relationship, and there's no reciprocity. It's going to be a no for me. It's going to be a hard no for me. No deal. It'll be no deal. You can go. Thank you. We talk about turmoil. We talk about turmoil, guys. What does that really mean? Okay, the state of great disturbance, confusion, or uncertainty. Because of their poor decision making, they're always going to have disturbance, confusion, and uncertainty. And guess what? That's going to carry on to your life if you allow it. And we're not having that. because it's the abundance season for the Empress. On God. On God. Okay? And when that happens, you know what you got to do. You know what you got to do. A big shout out to the one and only Copper Flex, my cousin. You're out for fight. You're going to have to fight, but we're going to fight a different way. We don't fight with our hands. We fight with our minds and our words. Hey. Yes. Took them over, y'all. They lost their way. Show me the sign. I ain't gonna be blind. Excuse me? And keep your focus. Keep your focus, y'all. Keep your focus on your vision and your prize. Nope. I took the stairs and took my time. Hello? Program, ooh. The crying. Hey, Cup of Flex. Fight. Big box time listener. Summertime. Oh my God. Everybody gonna be listening to this. And can't do me nothing, come on, you will pray for me. We stand firm, I will follow the bravery. You already know it. Cause I'm the Mr. Blessed Boy. You're my favorite. Just here by my side, me, I beg you, just go over me. Cause you know them your time, yeah, you can't trust nobody. Trust yourself and your intuition. Ladies? Yeah. Yeah, sure, Donna, can you come to this event? It's going to be a no for me. It's going to be a no for me. Sometimes you got to be antisocial because if it's not aligned, it's going to be a no. All right, so we back into it. Okay, so we just touched on three, right? So number three was unequal effort. And number four is divergent growth. Okay, as you guys know, we are talking about yoke matters. Five key signs to navigate an unequally yoked partnership, guys. So I want y'all to be knowing the signs. We already went into it. One was mismatched values. Two was emotional disparity. Three is unequal effort. And four is divergent growth. So let's get into the thing. Number four, what does that really mean? You and your partners are evolving at different rates or in different directions, causing strain as one person seeks personal development while the other remains stagnant or resistant to change. We're going to continue to level up, and this is why you cannot be equally yoked to somebody who is stagnant. We don't got time for that. Okay, because what you used to do a year ago, 2 years ago, 5 years ago, that's not working no more. Okay, we have to evolve. So if you're not going to evolve, you're going to go that way. So we are continuing to evolve and learn and grow and develop thyself. And your partner has to be doing the same thing as well. Your business partner has to be doing the same thing, and your friends have to be doing the same thing. Because I know when you guys have an encounter, you know, it'd be an individual who is really, you know, putting their best foot forward, and then their friends are doing like the same shit they used to do in high school. Like, where we do that at? Like, bro, like, what do we do that at? Like, we're not doing that. Okay, even dressing certain, like, I used to dress different than now, and that's the evolution of myself, and I'm happy about that. I used to love me some princesses, even though I was still rock princesses now, but I'm a Converse girl, right? And I just love my style now. I feel like I have elevated and like refined my brand, because I'm a brand. So yeah, the Empress is looking like $1 million bucks, and I feel the same. How you doing? Period. Okay. So let me get into the example of a divergent growth. So what does that look like? The example of that is you will be glowing and shine bright like a diamond. You're going to be glowing and shining bright. Okay. It will be celebrated by the world. Okay. And getting so much opportunities while your partner or your unequal yoke partner will be having fears and self-doubt, right? You did the work and they did not, and the results show, right? Okay, and also another example is like your energy will be totally different. Like the frequency will not match. For example, like y'all already know I'm top tier. Like my energy is all the way like 100. Okay, always like, you know, the life of the party and just love dancing and having a good time. And so other person, for example, will always be like, oh, this is going on, that is going on. Like, bro, like, okay, figure that shit out. Do some self-development, you know, dive deep in yourself and don't bring that negative energy towards the Empress or your partner. You know what I'm saying? So be careful of the frequency with your partner. Okay. Also, you are learning daily to improve thyself. Okay. And while they're in bed and attached to low vibrational worldly things, like you over here, you know, improving the collective and, you know, raising money for the nonprofit and teaching the future leaders of tomorrow. And they're just worried about some foolishness. Like, what? I don't think so. I don't think so. You inspire them and motivate them to be better, and they are inadequate to do the same. Like, my king, he gonna have to inspire me. Teach me something, baby. Teach me. Teach me some new words. Teach me about finances. How we gonna get this bag? How we getting the bag together? Okay, what is our life gonna be like in the future? You know, what is our 5-year plan, or even our 6-month plan, or a year plan? Okay, in living our dreams, how are we giving back to the world? Okay, how are we leaving legacy? How are we getting generational wealth? I need those kind of conversation and communication with my king on God. Okay, because I already malorated myself and I already know what I want and I already know what I need in my life, and I'm not going to accept nothing less but the best, because the Most High say, I can have it. I work hard for it. So it's yours. And I'm going to have it. Tongues, God. Tongues. Thanks, God. Like, tongues. You know what I'm saying? Like, on period. Like, I can have the best and I will. So my partner have to have the same mindset as well. Like, you deserve the best and I'm the best. So, you know what I'm saying? Makes sense. So, I just want to give y'all a little interjection real quick. This song is by Burna Boy and one of the greatest vocalists out here, the one and only Brandy Sample, sitting on top of the world. Period. I mean, sitting on top of the world. Talk about it. Hey. Yes. Uh-huh. My baby's gonna give me that thug passion, but he gonna be intelligent though. Hey, he know how I like it. Hey. Period. Work. And my baby gotta look good like me. He can't look better than me, of course, because I don't want no shaky man. Hey. It's my time.
first when you're my people. That's how it is when you're
sitting on top of the world. Top of the world.
Nobody make me stop the world.
Top of the world.
This is my jam. Angles. Right now, for my people on Spotify, I'm just giving y'all the angles right now.
You survive through the night, through the darkest of times, it's only right.
July.
I can help you shit on anybody ever hated.
Sample, y'all. I love that song. Just a little sample. Like I said, the energy gotta be right, is what I'm saying. Like, the energy gotta be top tier. Okay? All right, guys. So, we at number five. We at number five right now when it comes to yoke matters. Five key signs navigating unequally yoked partnerships. All right. Number five is lack of mutual respect. Excuse me? Who y'all talk to? What did you just say to the empress? Your mad and sick ote your head. Anyway, I know that was I know that's a little dramatic, but that's how I feel. Anyway, all right. There is a palpable absence of mutual respect and appreciation with one partner belittling or dismissing the other's thoughts, feelings, or contribution. And remember, I said palpable, it refers to feeling the tension where it just feels tangible. You can't see it, but you feel the intenseness of the conversation, right? So you're going to have conversation where it's so fucking intense and you already know, like, this is not a good vibe. It is not a good vibe at all. Like, the disrespect is a utmost. Like, what? Okay? They won't value your time nor energy. When you call, they going to be busy. But when they call, like, they want to be just have... They want your full divided attention, your bright time fiesty. Okay? They would treat you like you common when you are a real gift. You are a rare gift, a diamond. You are their answered prayers that will only come once in a lifetime. But they won't have eyes to see until it's too late. And then they will be trying to come back and forth, back and forth. But the Most High will demand and command you to close that door. So you must be obedient to the Father. Or you will feel the pain later. That's on period. So your abundance... Your abundance will be delayed if you do not be obedient and close that door and say, you know what? It's time. We have to know when it's time to go from a relationship, any kind of relationship. And like I was saying, it could be romantic, it could be business, it could be a friendship. You got to know when to just say, you know what? Enough is a motherfucking enough. Like, I'm not accepting the bare minimum. When I'm giving 100 and you barely giving 20, are you well? You're not well. So I got a few quotes for you guys that I want to share with you guys that I created, okay? All right. In the journey of life, choose your yoke wisely. For the weight of inequality can shackle the spirit's flight towards harmony and fulfillment. So what does that mean? Like, if you are equally yoked, if you are unequally yoked to someone, it's going to be really hard for you to fulfill your destiny. That's on period. So choose wisely. Number two, two souls' divergent paths is the union of hearts. Let equality be the guiding light, for in the yoke of imbalance, the journey becomes a struggle and love loses its way. And what does that mean? When you are unequally yoked, basically, there will be an imbalance. This is why we have so much divorces. We have so much couples that are separating because you guys were never was supposed to be together from the gate. And sometimes we don't really see the unequal yokeness until you have a baby or you've been married for umpteen years and you just now seeing like this person lazy as fuck, or this person is a cheater, or this person really have no value. Like, this is why for the woman, we have to really take our time and to cultivate a relationship. Make sure that you are equally yoked. It's so important. And when you see when you are equally yoked, just take, for example, look at Denzel Washington and his wife. Like, what? They've been married for umpteen years. I heard he had a situation, but that's hearsay. All I know, he always respect his queen. He always makes sure that at any red carpet, she right there. Okay? And for... And that's just a great example for a equally yoked partner. Like, he respect her so, so much. And he knows without her, he wouldn't have been so successful. And a real king could recognize the empress value. And I love that for them. And let's talk about what an unequal yoke couple look like for real, for real. Like, I mean, I'm not going to... This is no shade, y'all, but we're... God, okay. But we're talking about, for example, Sear and Russell Wilson. There's no way they're equally yoked. There's no way that they're equally yoked. You know what gave me that idea? Because if I'm the dude, okay, and I believe in, you know, the Most High, and I believe, you know, in the church, and I believe in the holiness, and I believe, you know, in certain lifestyle, there's no way that my wife is going to be shaking her ass every given moment, being naked, okay, like doing the fucking utmost, and I won't even say the most, I would say the least. Like, you want so much attention from other men. That's why you're doing it. So how are you equally yoked? First of all, I would have loved to see her, like, change her life around for real, for real. It's okay to be sexy. We're going to be sexy when you have sex appeal. But in a certain way that you should carry yourself as a honorable man's wife. I mean, come on. Seriously, so I just want to give you guys two different examples of what equally yoked and unequally yoked look like to me, okay? And so, yeah, so let's go to my other quotes. Okay, you can yoke, you can't yoke an ox with a purebred horse to forge a true partnership, alignment, of purpose and strength is paramount. I'm gonna read that again. You can't yoke an ox with a purebred horse. To forge a true partnership, alignment of purpose and strength is paramount. And what that means is, just like what I said, you cannot be pairing, you know, an ox with a purebred. Number one, they eat different. They move different. Okay? They in different areas of the nature. You know what I'm saying? And so, no. And I've learned, just like me, my king, he gonna have to eat. My king eat like me. Like a purebred. Okay? We eat food to live. We don't eat dead things. And that's what I've learned for myself. Like, we have to be patient with the Most High. And what he say, wait. Most High say, wait. Wait for what you say, Owan. Do not settle for these ox because you're purebred. I mean, look at the Empress. Oh, God. Look at my mind. Look at my manifestation. Everything is top tier. Everything is golden. Like golden. I mean, glowing from inside out. So I'ma wait. Move right along. Choose your yoke carefully in business, friendship, and love. For when the balance tilts, the inequality surfaces. The bravest decision is to release, knowing that true alignment awaits elsewhere. Oh God. And what that mean is, wait for that alignment in business, wait for that alignment in friendship, wait for that alignment in love, because if it don't serve you, it's your job, it's your due diligence to release it. Because some people, it's for the streets. Let the streets have them. Okay, and so you already know the best awaits on period. Okay, so that's why I want to say that. Okay, so I'm gonna give you guys some more quotes. Like I said, I be having fun out here doing my quotes. Like I said, I use my wisdom to get me through challenging times, and I love creating different things to like motivate me and inspire me, and I pray that it inspire you guys as well, for you guys to dig deep, right? So my other quote is, in the grand design of the universe, everything aligns in divine order. Trust the process, for even the midst chaos, there's a symphony waiting to be heard. That means like throughout the trials and tribulation, there's still something beautiful to take from it. And you have to trust the process, learn the lesson, get better, and move right along. Next. My other quote is, consistency is the architect of success. Stay true to your commitments, for in the steadfast rhythm of your actions, greatness is cultivated. Child, I was like, she's so smart. Like, bro, like, throughout the consistency, that's what cultivates your greatness. Because I'm consistent, I get to cultivate my greatness. You know, and greatness takes time. So you have to work on your craft. You got to be consistent. You got to be dedicated. You got to give yourself grace. And most importantly, take a break. Because it's just as important to take a break as it is to work. And I literally had to learn that. The Most High had to sit me down and say, my girl, you have to sit down and rest yourself. You've been just work. Like, I just been working like a maniac. And the Most High say, enjoy your manifestation. I'm like, okay. I was like, okay, God. And I was like, you know what I'm saying? True. Okay. So, tap in, y'all. All right. So, my other quote is, just as a diligent gardener tends to their soil, nurture your dreams with unwavering dedication. With each seed of effort planted, watch your garden of aspiration bloom and flourish. Child, as you guys know, I love gardening and I love planting stuff. As you can see, my manifestation, I stay planting my seeds and waiting for it to just flourish. And what that means is, mind your business, plant your seed, water it, nurture it, prune it when it's needed, okay? Because when you're growing something, sometimes okay, you know, a dead leaf might come, prune that, that has to go. Take that in context, like, okay, in life, as you're becoming your greatest version, some people gonna have to fall off. Get rid of them because they're just bringing you down. Some of my peoples, y'all, welcome back, guys, to Sherdonna's Diary of a Fashionista. And I was talking about my quotes right now, so I want to give you guys my quote of the day. Like I say, I'm a writer, y'all. I'm out here writing my butt off, okay, because the Most High continued to teach me, so I write stuff down and I just create stuff. So I have this other, my quote of the day, and is, be obedient to the Most High. Stay focused in your lane, where there's no traffic but your determination. Smile through the adversities. Stay bold under pressure and watch as the right people are drawn to fuel, help, and support your vision. Build the ark of your dreams and let it weather every storm. And what does that mean? And stay in your lane. Mind your business. Stay in your lane because there's no traffic in your lane. Like, there's no traffic in my lane. Not compare myself to nobody because I'm sure I'm the one and only. Can anybody beat me by myself last week? Yesterday? Okay? There's no comparison. Okay? There's no traffic in my lane. I can do whatever I want. Whatever is aligned with me. What makes sense for me. Okay? And that's why I'm always successful. This is why everything I touch is golden, because I make sure before I move, I ask the Most High, is that aligned with me? I ask my inner self, do I want to do this? Is this going to make me better? Is this going to give me more excitement? Is this going to give me joy? Because like I said, I be in my childlike ways, and if it's not making me like dancing and having fun and like enjoying myself, I don't want it. I don't want it. So just like if your partner is not giving you joy, it's not giving you commitment, it's not giving you, you know, love and that affection that you need, dismiss it. Your release. Goodbye. The end. All right. Moving right along. As you guys know, I'm going to give you guys a little situation right now. A little one-two. As you guys know, the show is brought to you by Sherdonna Designs. And y'all already know I love my baby. Before we get into the next thing, okay, I want to just play a few tunes real quick, okay, so we can hear the vibes. I hope you guys been enjoying the show thus far. I really put a lot of time and energy and effort into this, and I pray that you guys could be able to receive what I'm saying, okay? So what I want to do is play Alkaline right now, because on your journey, as people in your life, they're going to have to pick a side. Ain't no gray areas around this part. Ain't no gray areas in my life. Either it is or it isn't. Either you with me, are you not? You have to pick a side. And guess what? If you don't know how to pick a side, I'm going to pick it for you. Without further ado, we have the Mun himself, the one and only Alkaline. And this one is pick a side. Pick a motherfucking side, or I'm going to pick it for you. Yeah. Yeah. I still feel. Alkaline, talk to the people then. Kingston, Kingston. Hey. Me take a one. Mama can't take a fitness.
Nobody come around here, nobody try to talk to me from your new.
You know, rape me. Don't come around me if you know you're gonna rape me. I don't need you.
Just nobody come around here, nobody try to talk to me.
Jordan.
Compare me
to who?
That's
enough.
Take a phone call, me take a one picture.
But make y'all take their Tacoma Park was good.
From a citizen, take the gear on the chain with the
Burnsville. Top of the morning, top of the day, Grand Rising. Rockville. Hey.
Follow my mind,
she can never go wrong. 555. Alpha, I love life. That a walk one. Walk was good. Walk one.
But that's not new, so that's the face with
us. Don't
face. Still, I got to meet that number change me. Forever up and up and up and up.
Up. That's where you're going.
Me take a phone call.
Me take. But me can't take your fitness. Ooh, that's just a vibe. I mean, Alkaline just explained every little thing. He explained everything. Okay? We didn't end out of fitness. Period. So like I said, welcome back to Sheridana's Diary of a Fashionista. You're tuned in to Sheridana's Diary of a Fashionista, where creativity meets style. And speaking about style, have you heard about Sheridana Designs? It's where elegance meets innovation. At Sheridana Designs, every stitch tells a story. From chic dresses to tailored suits. They craft fashion that speaks volumes. But it's not just about clothes. It's about expression. Whether you're strutting the runway or strolling down the street, Sheridana Designs has something for every occasion. So, if you're ready to make a statement, visit SheridanaDesigns.com. That's www.sheridanadesigns.com. Today, experience the fusion of sophistication and trend-setting styles. Don't just follow fashion, define it. Stay tuned in for more style tips and trends right here on Sheridana's Diary of a Fashionista. Your fashion, beauty, music, and business development destination on period. Okay. And let's go back to the show, y'all. All right, guys. So like I was saying, I gave you guys a shout out for Sheridana Designs and Unity Fashion Institute. So to my fashion enthusiasts, okay, are you ready to take your passion for style to the next level? Then you'll want to hear about Unity Fashion Institute, where dreams take shape and creativity knows no bounds. At Unity Fashion Institute, they're not just teaching fashion, they're shaping futures. With a curriculum crafted by industry experts, they're empowering the next generation of trendsetters to make their mark on the world. From design fundamental to cutting edge techniques, Unity Fashion Institutes offer comprehensive courses that caters to every aspect of the fashion industry. Whether you're dreaming of becoming a designer, stylist, or entrepreneur, they have the tools and resources to help you succeed. So, if you're ready to turn your passion into a profession, enroll at Unity Fashion Institute today. Join a community of like-minded individuals who share your love for all things style and innovation. Don't just dream about your future. Design it with Unity Fashion Institute. Visit their website at www.unityfashioninstitute.org. That's unityfashioninstitute.org. To learn more about their programs and start your journey toward a vibrant career in fashion. Stay tuned in for more insights and fashion forward tips right here on Sheridana's Diary of a Fashionista, the ultimate destination for all things chic and fabulous. Oh God. You know, I mean, that's on period. And so, yes. And we also talk about our nonprofit, Unity Fashion Institute Foundation Incorporated. So let me just give you guys a little rundown, okay? So once upon a time in Burtonsville, Maryland, a visionary fashion designer named Sheridana Fiona Wilson embarked on a mission to empower underprivileged girls through the art of fashion. Founder of Sheridana Designs LLC, celebrated for its exquisite craftsmanship, Sheridana's true purpose went beyond creating fabulous designs. She established Unity Fashion Institute, also known as UFI, a fashion design school dedicated to empowering underprivileged girls through education and creative expression. To further her cause, she also founded Unity Fashion Institute Foundation Incorporated, also known as UFIF, a nonprofit providing scholarships, educational supplies, and resources to those in need domestically and abroad. Your generous contribution to UFIF will help empower underprivileged girls and make a real difference in our community. By supporting UFIF, you're helping to provide opportunities for young girls to become their greatest selves. Every donation, regardless of size, helps support the growth of UFI and UFIF. Together, let's make a bigger impact in our community by contributing to this superb nonprofit success. Join us in transforming lives and supporting the incredible work of Unity Fashion Institute Foundation Incorporated. Your generosity will make a difference. Thank you for your support in advance. And stay tuned in for more inspiring stories and ways to make a difference. Right here on Sheridana's Diary of a Fashionista. Together, we can create a positive change in our world. So that's a little synopsis on how Unity Fashion Institute Incorporated got established, guys. So we're almost at the end of our show. Before we roll out, you already know the mindset has to be top tier, okay? It has to be elite. And so I have conquered thyself. I have, you know, really worked on myself. So I want to give you guys a few of my affirmations that I tell myself on a daily, because remember, you got to be feeding your garden. Your mind is your garden. Your manifestation is the harvest. Okay, so we're going to feed that garden, okay? Because I love harvesting, y'all. Yo, if all the gardeners, y'all already know, if y'all love gardening like I do, when it's time to, you know, pick them peppers and the okra and the collard greens and the tomatoes and yeah, all that, yeah, time to chef it up. It's a vibe. So let's get into the affirmations of the day, y'all. I'm chosen. I move to the beat of my own drum. I elevate everybody in my life. I raise everybody's temperature in my life, and they know it. Money comes to me easily and effortlessly from multiple sources. Oh, period. Okay, shout out to the Empress. Okay, I know who I am, an eagle and a lion. I am great. I am here for greatness, and I love who I am. You will never meet anyone like me, Sheridana, the one and only. I am abundant. My dreams and desires want me even more. I mean, yeah, period. And I'm everything. I'm everything. I'm everything that I need to be. Okay? My gifts are making room for me. My gifts are making room for me. Shout out to Spotify. Shout out to Good Pod. Shout out to all of the platforms that share my content, guys. I appreciate you guys so much. Shout out to myself for giving myself grace and listening to myself and tapping into self. We're not limited to one thing. I'm so happy that I'm an empress that I can move in any direction that is aligned with me. My life is marked for greatness, and I know it, and I'm here for it. And I'm so enjoying my process. The hills and the valleys, the storm and the sunshine, she's here for it. My season is here. In this season, I'm not easily attainable. No. Yeah. Do not disturb. When you are called, you can't just hang out with anybody. You walk different. You talk and move differently. And I say thank you to the Most High for that download. I am a brand. Nothing is going to stop me from achieving my goals and my mission. I am blazing a new trail in this season of greatness. I have a high destiny to fulfill. Everything is aligned with me in divine order. I always win every single time. Remember, we might think that we losing. Take that lesson. I either learn or I win. Either way, I win. Everything I touch turns to gold. On period. I mean, look at the manifestation. Everything I do is great. Everything I touch becomes gold. Tongues. Tongues, God. Thank you. Okay. I am the person I always wanted to be. I'm that empress. I'm that girl. I love my heart. I love who I am. I love my energy. I love my style. I love how I move. I love how I dance. I like how I speak. She's fabulous. I will not look back. It's onward and upward. Everything I desire for my life, it's here. My finance, my generational wealth, my health, my kids, my career, and my spirituality. Okay? My king was good. I trust the Most High to give it to me in divine order. And what that means is things that I desire that he's going to give me, which he already told me he's going to give it to me, but he has to continue to prepare me for it. And I'm here for it. I will wait. I will continue to build, and I will continue to do the work. So when I do receive it, I know how to maintain it. I learn how to appreciate it. I know the worth. I know the sacrifice it took to gain, so I would treasure it, and I would not let anybody come and tamper with my greatness and my manifestation and all of my abundance. I am wealthy. I'm gorgeous. I am the first millionaire in my family, but not the last. I love myself with all my heart, flaws and all. I am great, and I know it. Ew, period. You know what I'm saying? So I just gave y'all just a little bit of the downloads that, you know, that's in the Empress brain that I tell myself that I know to be true. And that's what you have to tell yourself as well. Things that you know to be true for yourself. Guys, we are at the end of the whole situation. I got one more quote that I always share with you guys before I roll out for this episode, y'all. Okay? But what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you guys a tune real quick. Okay, that just makes sense. And the Most High said, I'm gonna make your name great. And I was like, okay, God. And I was like, okay. I was just trying to do this, but he was like, no, I'm gonna make your name great. And I was like, do as you see fit. And I was like, all right, let me just enjoy that. Let me just prepare for the situation, guys. And so if you guys didn't listen to my other podcast about my keynote speaking, child, when I was in the airport, people just kept on coming up to me and asking me to take pictures. I'm like, what? And then I ended up talking to this lady for a good 45 minutes because she just loved my style. She loved like my energy, what I was wearing. I was wearing this orange sweater that I actually got from Amazon, y'all. But how I styled it, I just looked so cute. And she was just like, oh, I have to show my daughter to you or whatever. And I just took a bunch of pictures with her. I was like, okay. So the Most High was like, yeah, my girl, like, your energy is top tier. Like, I'm going to make your name great. You're a famous, you are a wonderful influence. And we have to share you with the world. So without further ado, this song is called World. And it says, show you off. And that's what he planned on doing. You know what I'm saying? And so that's what we up to right now. So that's what we gonna get into right now. World, show you off. Most High said, I'm gonna show you off. I'm like, okay, I'm here for y'all. So this whole time I got one more quote for y'all, and we about to, you know what I'm saying, touch the road. Honest, I know I'm in love, but I'm still trying. Don't stop shining your light on me. Hey. But stop shining your lights on me, no. We're going to talk about the look of the day, y'all, and our quote of the day, and give y'all a little bit of tunes, and we out you. Night is young, still alive. Keep your dress on. Oh, I'm going to keep my dress on. Uh-huh. Stuck in a room with you. Show you off. Uh-huh. To the world, let me show you off. Beautiful. Do you mind if I show you off? Show you off. Show you off. I'll be honest. To myself, it's your world, it's your world, it's my world. Uh-huh. You stop saying your lights on me, no. I'll be good. Ain't no rush to take me home now. The night is young, still alive. Show you. Just rip on my lips, y'all. To the world, let me show you off. Uh-huh. Do you mind if I show you off? Ooh. Show you off, show you off, show you off. Angles. Stuck in a room with you.
show you off. To the world, let me show you off. Show you off. Hey. To the world, let me show you off. Yes. You're so beautiful that you mind if I show you off. The Most High said, you're so beautiful, I'm going to have to show you off to the world. And I remind you guys, I'm in the airport minding my business. I'm listening to my music. I was just coming from the bathroom because I was kept on drinking water. So I just kept on having to go to the bathroom. But the Most High said, you can't hide. Literally, I just stuck up like a sore thumb. Because I just kept on wondering, like, why these motherfuckers, why these people keep on coming up to me, right? But it's my energy, it's my aura. It was just like, I need to show you off, and I'm here for it. Okay, so I'm gonna give you guys my quote of the day. But before that, let's get into the fashion. Y'all already know what time it is. It's time for fashion. It's time for fashion. It's time for fashion. It's time for fashion. Yes, and we save the best for last, as usual. Okay, so today, guys, I am wearing this all-white tailored jacket from After Six. I mean, the jacket just ungled itself. It's just so beautiful, well done. Absolutely love it. Tailored, top tier. Where they do that at? Where you at? I'm here. She's here. Okay. And underneath that, I'm wearing, you know, a custom Shared On Designs two-piece, all red, everything, satin situation with a high slit. Y'all can't really see the slit unless y'all come to my YouTube, my Facebook page. Let me see if I could do a little modeling situation for y'all real quick. Okay, So it's satin, okay, and it's red, and it's absolutely, it's this beautiful, deep, cherry red that is just so rich. I mean, I feel rich, y'all. I feel like a goddess. I feel beautiful. I did a crop top situation because now that I know thyself, I've learned to embrace, you know, my warrior scars, so I did a little crop top situation. I did the skirt. Comes right at my ankle. We got a high split. Okay, so let me, since this is the end of the show, I could switch it up. So let's see. I mean, can you say va va voom? I mean, it's for the dress for me. Like, what do you say? I mean, on period. So this is how this looks. I absolutely love this look, y'all. And I paired it with this open-toe white heels. Very super comfortable. And since it's spring, I wanted to have that fresh look. And the white goes perfectly with the white tailored jacket. And I kept the minimalist look in terms of my makeup and my jewelry. So for jewelry, I just have one gold. I have one gold bracelet that is wrapped with some diamonds on there to complement my butterfly diamond necklace that is just dripping in sauce. It's just dripping in sauce because I got all the sauce. You know what I'm saying? I got all the sauce. And then I have the teardrop earring to match with the necklace. I mean, it's giving Empress. It's giving you're going to the red carpet. Like, what movie premiere? Oh, I'm going to my movie premiere. Like, I'm in a movie and this is my movie premiere outfit. And she looking like a star that I am. For the hair, I wanted to do something simple but still elevated. So what I did a high pony, right? A high pony. And then I did this really soft, ponytail with just like pin curls wrapped around my ponytail. And I have
put my hair in the middle, and I just have two beautiful ringlets coming down, you know, and it's just forming my face, and it's giving superstar. It's giving main character energy. It's giving goddess. It's giving that girl. It's giving glam girl. It's giving shirt on it. It's top tier. I look gorgeous. I feel gorgeous. I feel like $1 million. And yes, love that. So shout out to Shirt On a Beauty Salon. I mean, Slayed, period. Skin is glowing. Guys, we don't have any foundation, but I did some eye makeup, and I just kept it very simple and minimalist. Right, I stayed in the neutral palettes. So I did a light bronze with a little bit of maybe like a copper color, but it also blend into like looking like red, but it's like very natural-ish look. And I just did my eyebrows, did a little, you know, highlight on my eyebrows. I just had a little bit of shimmer on the cheeks just to give us that extra glow for the camera. And the lipstick that I'm wearing, of course, I always create my own lipstick. I'm trying this wine tint that I got from TikTok. TikTok made me buy it. So I have a whole collection from this company, Aliver, Aliver. Laboratories of Nature. It's the wine tint, and it's called Dare to Dream. Okay, makes sense. And I also paired it with the Maybelline Superstay Matte Lipstick. Okay, and this is number 340, and it's called what is this? It's 340, and I just love the shade that it gives me. And then I just also put the top coat of lip gloss, lip gel with vitamin E and clear. So that's the lip that I have for today. And then my nails, I use this really beautiful pinkish reddish color, and this nail polish is from Beatles. So shout out to those companies, and I just gave y'all free plugs. So we're open for sponsorship as of right now. So, and shout out to Dove. I wore Dove as our lotion today. Absolutely love Dove. Okay, and this is the Body Love Rich Nutriment Cream for face and body. I mean, gorgeous on the skin. It makes my skin feel so nice and soft, and I use that when I'm actually going to bed. Shout out to my daughter basically got that for me, and after she did that, I've been just buying it for both of us. So that is the entire look of the day from head to toe. Again, for hair, Sheridana's Beauty Salon. For fashion, design, Sheridana Designs. Okay, so hair and makeup, Sheridana Beauty Salon. And for the whole ensemble, Sheridana Designs, y'all. So without further ado, I'm going to give you guys my favorite quote before we roll out. It's called, my quote today is, do not confuse a creator with a dreamer. A dreamer only dreams. But a creator, oh, she gonna always bring her dreams into reality. And I did, and I am, and it's done, period. Now go be great. I love you guys. Yeah, yeah. So we're gonna just do a little rock out session real quick. And that's it, y'all. I'm going to see y'all on the next one. And that's that. Okay? I pray that this message get to the right person. And you guys could hear the gems. So this message was for my day one. Big shout out to Dayani for this song. For my day ones. Let's get into it. I love you guys. Go and be great, y'all. Hey, for Maria Brendan, yeah, And this is from a real friend them. Yeah. Real friend. Yeah. I'm a real friend. Yeah. I'm a real friend. Oh. In a real bed friend. Yeah. You're now tuned into Shared on Dark Fashionista Rock Off Session, y'all. Uh-huh. We know now one. Uh-huh. When things be odd, the one. Uh-huh. I'm a real friend then. In a real Benton. Hey. With a real one. Uh-huh. No long ones. Of a familiar one. Yes. Yes. You bend on your bends. It don't make no sense.
And that's why we're
on the ends.
Me only represent
for the clean our people.
Be a real friend them.
Ooh. I mean, that song is a vibe, y'all. That's a real vibe. That was Dayani with Day One. So, like I said, this is the end of our show. But I just want to reiterate, like I said, this episode was Yoke Matters. Five key signs in navigating unequally yoked partnership. One was mismatched values. Two was emotional disparity. Three was unequal effort. Four is divergent growth. And five is a lack of mutual respect. Y'all, take it or leave it, okay? That's the word of the day. That is what I came to share with you guys. I pray that this helped y'all go and be great. I love you guys. Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. No, no, one. Must have for your day one.
We don't sing no song, we don't
be a gun.
We don't sing no song, we don't be a gun. We don't sing no song, yeah. Cause only the real.